If you got a small business, you know that there's nothing more valuable than your time. So stop wasting it on trips to the post office. Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. Save time and money with Stamps.com. Send letters, packages for less with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. I've used Stamps.com, especially when dealing with our Patreon, when we have things like game nights and there are prizes. I'm able to use Stamps.com to be able to ship them whatever it is that they've won. And it makes it so that I'm able to connect with them and also not spend so much money, because we're a small business. We got to save all the money we can. Within minutes, you can be up and running and printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send, especially even internationally. So save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk. And with my promo code ARGUE, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Now, they're not lying about that. That is the truth. just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type ARGUE.
ARGUE.
That's Stamps.com, promo code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Oh, somebody forgot to silence their phone as we start the podcast.
I got 19 devices over here.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to our podcast. Is this going to cause an argument?
All right, now with y'all. I had to order food. My bad.
You didn't say the name of the podcast with me. Welcome back to another episode of
Is this going to cause an argument? What's
my
happening, fam?
Is Angel Laquita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel.
And I am
and
the other host of Is This Going to Cause an Argument?
Husband.
It's Anthony Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. That Heifer, a.k.a. Tank of Tanks Riders.
Yeah.
Bus Talbert's grandson.
That's who you is.
Hey.
Hey.
This is a weekly podcast that we do. We kicking it off this year, y'all. This is the very first one of 2022. Hopefully it's different from all the other siblings that's rolled through. And this is a podcast where we talk about any and everything. We all up in the building.
Oh, boy. So we have some wonderful sponsors that help make this podcast happen. They are Stamps.com, which you already heard from, as well as BetterHelp, Ritual, Helix, and Best Fiends. We'll tell you more about them later on in the podcast. Also in the building, per usual, is our Patreon. We call them our immediate family, our Angel Wings, our Tanks Riders, them Heifers. Mm-hmm. For the low, low of $5, you too can be a part of our immediate family. You get to see all the blunders and all the mistakes. We actually, as a treat going into 2020, we allowed all of my YouTube subscribers, Marcus, on his best behavior and not say anything that I have to be like, people are no longer allowed to say that in 2022.
Yeah, it's easy, you know, when we got to go back and edit.
But
it's less easy doing it live with the Patreon, but doing it live.
Marcus,
y'all gonna see me talking slow.
Yeah,
the way I feel about this topic and that particular person,
okay,
is not of the best standards of what I like to think of as human.
Exactly. So, you guys, this podcast you will be seeing in 2022 is about to go through a lot of changes.
Yeah, it is.
It would have been nice if those changes could have happened in between at the end of 2021 and 2022, but life.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about all that.
Life did a 3-piece punch at us. So, you know, we're gonna slowly but surely get to that place where the podcast will look different, where we shoot it will look different, the way it'll sound.
All that's gonna look
will
different.
Look different, just like we are having a technical difficulty now.
Yeah,
so, okay.
Hold on.
We're going to pause for the cause. You didn't even put the time we started.
I didn't know we were starting.
Oh, my gosh. You know I got a meeting.
Well, we've been talking for... How long have we been
talking? It don't even matter now. It's not going to help us because I don't know how much we got to re-record. Hold on, cause. God dang it. Okay. So, it's saying... Oh, that means we might disappear. How are we going to do this?
Did nobody tell y'all tune in to this?
I guess our first live just ain't gonna look good.
Because it's gonna go from here.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get it from YouTube. Oh well.
But they're still getting this feed, though. They'll still see this feed. It just won't be as
we're pressed. We're just not. Oh no. We're just not capturing it. Hold on. Angel's got a solution. Hopefully there is enough space on this guy. If not, we're SOL.
I was going to say we can get mine. Mine should be pretty empty.
You guys, keep talking.
You got it. Oh, okay. Anyway, like I said, we were saying earlier, we're going to talk about
all the... Like you said earlier, we're going to talk about
all the riffraff and everything that went on. The reason y'all not seeing what we have planned for this podcast to look like.
Yes. Because we will no longer be in our house.
Right.
It's a lot of different things that are going to happen.
Oh, but, yeah. Quality is going to go well. We got all that stuff in there ready to go.
New mics.
All everything. Of that jazz. Lights.
All of the things is going to happen.
And hopefully the technical difficulties will disappear as well.
So what are we starting off today's podcast with?
So we got two segments that we usually started off with. One of the two. One is Tanksley Pride. We talk about one of our pride, which is our four sons, calling it Tanksley Pride. And the other is In My Feelings. Something's got you feeling some type of way or good and or good or bad.
Yeah.
Both. Let's start it off with, let's do Tanksley Pride. Or did you want to do In My Feelings?
No, I'm doing math in my head. That's the only reason why I'm talking. I'm just doing math in my head. You go ahead and you kick us off, babe.
I didn't want to do Tanksley Pride. Tanksley Pride. So these boys, y'all seen the post we put up if y'all on Instagram with dealing with them are. But all four of these boys, seeing them in this whole vacation mode that they in is hilarious. Because if we don't wake them up, they will not get out of bed until 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Not at all.
Like every time I walk up in the room, walk in Marcus's room, he pops up like, yeah, boy, I know you was asleep. Get up. All the way up. Walk around. This morning, so Amara's on this, he's on this night owl thing. He gets that from me. But he won't go to sleep until you basically force him to. One night he was up until, it wasn't even night, it was morning. He was up until 5 a.m. just running around playing. He was the only one awake in the house, which is the status quo right now. But this morning I went and I got him up, stood him up. It was like, wake up, boy. Stood him up. He was awake. I had to rush out. I had somewhere to go. And by the time I came back, he's laying back in the bed. Angel's downstairs working out. I was like, why is he still asleep? She's like, because I wanted to work out. That don't matter. That ain't going to do nothing for us tonight.
And I was like, I'm getting in this workout. That's what it is. But they are like.
They have all turned into like teenagers.
But you can't talk. We can't talk.
No, we can't talk.
We have been set trash. A terrible example.
We have.
We have been going to sleep at 3 a.m. I said yesterday, we're getting.
There's a reason for that, but we're going to get into that.
I said yesterday. We're getting to bed at 11 o'clock. Marcus and I did not turn off the lights to lay our heads down until after 1:30 in the morning.
But we was working.
Kind of and kind of not. It was stuff that could have waited.
It could have waited till this morning.
And then Amar keeps coming into our room like a friendly burglar, standing in front of my face. Eventually, we just let him sleep.
Kids get creepy at night. Especially when they quiet and walk around the house. That's a good way to get kicked or something thrown at you.
Oh, no.
Because it's scary. You just see this little figure. You know, the horror movies did that, too. You just see this little figure standing in your doorway, ain't saying nothing or responding. Are you possessed?
Let me tell you my Tanksley Pride story. So, we were watching The Wiz with the boys, right? And I was explaining the significance. Okay, let me take it back. A little bit. Little Marcus is becoming a bit of an actor like his mother. So he does school plays. He's in the performing arts program at his school. Even though we're trying to remove him from that school, at his new school, when we took the tour, he talked to the woman over the theater program to get an understanding of like what type of productions they do. He really is getting into it. So I'd asked him, I said,
his current school is trash, juice, garbage.
So I asked him, I said, so what do you like about doing or whatever? And we were talking about that. And then I said, what play would you love to do? And he said, The Wizard of Oz. I'd like to play the Scarecrow. I said, do you mean The Wizard of Oz or The Wiz? He said, I thought they were the same thing. I was like, no. I said, have you seen The Wiz? He was like, I don't think so. He said, I know I've seen The Wizard of Oz. So I said, oh, we're going to watch it over break. So I have it on. And they're watching it. And I'm explaining the significance of this being an all-Black cast, right? Cy looks at me. He said, well, you know, we're all Black here in this house. And I said, yes, Cy. He said, you know, Granny, referring to his mama, Granny is Black too, even though you can't see it. So I'm trying not to laugh, right? That he's saying that he can't see that his high yellow granny is Black. I said, well, I can see that she's Black. And he was like, you can't? He's jumping this out. And then...
And my mama's high yellow. And she ain't much lighter than him, though.
Listen, he's like, she too light. Then, to really throw him off, my girlfriend, Denora, she has children. Her children are biracial. Her husband is white. So one of their closest friends, her name is Rhea. I said, you know what? Rhea is part Black, too. That boy looked at me like, so... You're gonna try to tell me Santa's real too? Is that what is that what we're doing?
You're gonna try telling me Coco Melon and Boss Baby's real people,
right?
Is that what you're gonna say next? What's gonna come out of your mouth?
He looked at me like, woman, don't.
Yeah, you're just being ridiculous.
This is dumb. Martin Luther King did not die for you to be saying stupid stuff like that. I laughed so hard. They really. First of all, it's already a leap that they now believe that Marcus's mom is Black at all, because they definitely thought that she was white.
They were not trying to hear it.
They were like, Granny's white.
Yeah.
They're like, Grandma, my mother, she's Black, but not Granny.
Yeah, that's the difference. Her mom's Grandma, mine is Granny.
They like that. The Granny's a white lady.
But that's almost as bad. Yeah, the third host, he just walked in. But that's almost as bad as Kai that day. When you told him your name was Angel, he was like, wait, are you
an angel?
He was like, hold on, stop. Wait a minute, real quick.
Y'all didn't tell me this. Mama's a real angel. Like, when the hell did that happen? I could have said yes at that time, and he would have fully believed me. But then he would have ended up in therapy trying to figure it out. And we've been like, baby, let's go ahead and get you a membership to BetterHelp. And BetterHelp is this sponsor. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Now, we talk about BetterHelp a lot on this show, and this month we are discussing some of the stigmas around mental health. For example, some people think that you should wait until things are unbearable to go to therapy, but that's just not true. Therapy is a tool to utilize before things get worse, and it can help you avoid those lows. And we've been taught that mental health shouldn't be a part of normal life, but that's wrong too. We take care of our bodies with the gym, the doctor, and nutrition. We should be focusing on our minds just as much. Let me tell you something about therapy. There are things that we do that we say, oh, that's just, I am who I am. Not realizing that some of the things we do are a response to trauma. Some of the things that we have just considered as, this is just a part of my nature, are things that we actually haven't worked out. And I'm not saying that living life in a way that you feel comfortable in who you are and how you behave is a problem, but knowing the source of your actions and like how you get your thinking is super important. And that's one reason why we are such big advocates for therapy, not just in crisis, not just in the midst of trauma, but also just enabled to live your best life.
Yeah. Period.
Period. And that's what we're here for in 2022. We try to live our best life. And best life, you can't live your best life if your mental health is not top notch. That's period. Okay. So BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and is this going to cause an argument? Listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
That's BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
All right, guys. So those were our Tanksley Pride stories, baby.
What's happening?
What is the topic for today?
Well, I feel like we got a lot we need to cover.
Okay.
But originally it was going to be how does starting off this year look different from previous years?
Oh my gosh, we can do that and mix it in with everything. Yes. All right. Well, this year is started off very similar to last year.
Unfortunately. Hold up. So just real quick. Oh, go ahead. Then I'll say that piece. What? No. I'm going to say that piece because it mixes in with how you saying it started off.
This year, or 2021, ended the same as 2022, which meant 2021 ended the same as 2020,
yeah.
Which meant that 2022 is starting the same. COVID was in the building.
All up in the place.
Oh, right. Boy. So
he even said, come on over here, girl.
after multiple tests, I tested negative for COVID multiple times.
Same as me last year.
And then finally, I tested positive.
That's right here.
Finally, it happened to me right in front of my face, and I just cannot hide it.
So yeah, I think we probably had the same amount of tests. I think we both had like 3 or 4 tests of negative before testing positive.
Yes. It took forever.
So that's what I was about to say. So with Angel being on tour, spending all that time away from us, we finally getting Angel back. Oh, she's finally back in the house. Guess what? Lock your ass up in the room. Still ain't getting to be around.
Don't nobody come around her. I found out Christmas morning that I had COVID. The only thing that didn't make it as bad as when Marcus had COVID is because the CDC had changed the guidelines of isolation and the guidelines of quarantining. So you all saw me in where I was having the sniffles and I'm like, it must be a cold because I didn't test it.
Yeah.
And it's negative.
Not the home test. See, we was doing the $300 PCR. Yes. Who go to the best one, make sure it's negative, make sure if it's in there, it's detected.
So I was having to do Christmas from the kitchen while the boys were having.
The difference is she didn't have a door between her and
yeah. So and then going back upstairs, but it was also okay because I was recovering from my surgery, which I know a lot of you all have questions about. So the year ended just stinky poop.
It was awful. And she, where was that? Was I downstairs or gone from the? I was downstairs, and she was, I don't know, she was upstairs doing something. I think me and mom was watching a ball game or something. And she texted me or called me and said, my test.
Just... No, I said, come up here.
Oh, yeah, come up here.
I was like, my test is positive. However, I'll take this version of COVID over his version of COVID.
I would take this version of COVID over the version I had previously.
I mean, I only had those symptoms the first day. But now that I think about it, probably my lack of wanting to eat had a lot to do with that as well, with COVID. It was, y'all, it was just like the timing was so
awful. Like I feel like his new version is whack compared to the like, y'all ain't got real COVID. Y'all got 2.0. It's watered down. It's got chaser. I was drinking mine straight.
Where you drinking yours straight?
All in the chills, the aches, the headaches, the tinnitus I still have.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I worked this.
But so that was looking at 2021, like, yeah, you truly are 2020 junior. You truly are. You are trash.
2020 junior.
Oh, yeah. I've been calling 2021 2020 junior all year.
So far, nobody else tested positive.
Yeah, we all, everybody in the family was negative, including my mama. She was out here. Angel didn't, like, just like me last year, didn't pass it on to anybody that she came in contact with.
Yeah, none that I'm aware of. I know exactly who I got it from. And which is a shame because we had made it all made it through the tour.
And she had just said it. We made it this entire year and nobody caught COVID on this tour. You had just, you got to stop yourself from saying that stuff.
I know it.
Because every time Angel makes a revelation like that, it's like, oh, hold on. Let's cancel that out real quick.
I said, direct. but we're all good. Also, different starting of 2020. What is this year? 2022 yeah. Is yes. I finally got the breast augmentation. I got the new today that I've been wanting to get done since I was a wee one. This is something that I have been wanting to do. Prior to children.
You talked about that when we was dating.
Yeah, children only exacerbated it. Is that how you say it? Exacerbated?
You're asking the wrong one. It sounds right, though.
Only exacerbated the desire to get it done. It's just the cost has always been a major factor in when I was going to do it. It was one of those things where, yes, I could have saved up for it, but then I also was like, but there are other things that are more important, like buying a house and having a safe car or a car that could fit all my children once we begin having children and just stuff for my kids. So it was never something that was feasible, okay, financially for me until last year. So I had made it very clear to my husband, my spouse, early on that this was something that I was going to do. And so I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I was like, eh, no. Mm-mm. Hold on.
When were you like, eh, no?
Early wrong. We were dating. I was like, you want to get what? Nah.
You never said that.
Yeah, I did.
No, you did.
I did.
No, you did not.
Anyway, I was like, nah. And then as we got closer and she explained why, and I was just like, all right, it got more of a acceptance. Then I was like, what's the difference? It's behind.
This man never said no.
Okay.
You might have said it in your mind, but to me,
okay. Anyway, so 2022, we're keeping our fingers crossed. Because I feel like, for me, it all started in 2018 of just trash. 2022, this definitely looks a lot different just from the way 2021 went. 2021 went, did I say it right? Uh-huh. Just from the way it went and everything that happened last year. As far as, you know, me stepping away from my job, just getting everything kicked off of starting our escort. Since people always think we say an escort service. Oh. That this year is already, even the things that we have planned is like, looks different from no other year that we've walked into.
Yeah, it does. So for me, 2022 kind of hit me like, girl, you are not ready. I felt a little better about starting it yesterday because I did like knock off a lot on my to-do list. As far as in prepping for season two of
Crafts and Cocktails.
Thank you. Crafts and Cocktails. Reaching out to a producer. Hopefully she'll reach back to me. Getting our family vacation plan to Disney World. Planning his 40th birthday party. Like I started to get a lot of things done, but you know how you have in your mind of wanting to have all this stuff in place before you usher in the new year? That was the problem for me. I really thought that I was going to have a lot more of this stuff already completed, already done. Mm-hmm. And instead, I feel like I'm playing catch up right now. But I also have to realize I don't have to have this first quarter that's like explosive. Yeah. I can slow it because my last quarter of last year was explosive.
Yeah.
It was gigantic. So it was hard for me.
It's like an avalanche of change. There's like every 2-3 weeks, something else, which is all good. Mm-hmm. Something else is coming. It's like, oh, wait, what is this? Oh my God, what is that? All right, let's do this.
Yeah. It was just, yeah, not having the things in place that I wanted to have in place really, absolutely irritated the hell out of me because I just really, a part of me, I think in me does want to be that type of influencer that like you can count on a specific thing at a specific time, like clockwork, that you're going to enjoy, you're going to get what you want out of it, right? I just haven't gotten there yet. And that was one reason why I reached out to the producer is because I was like, I'm really not utilizing TikTok the way I know I could. And I just am like, why can't I get into the groove of this the way I want to? And it's like, oh, because I'm stretched too thin. I need someone else to help me. I cannot do all of this on my own. That's just not a thing. So I'm realizing that it's okay that I'm not starting off at the same pace that I wanted to, but it's not okay if I think I'm going to be able to do all the things that I want to do this year without help. So the assistant I'm trying to have hired going into the second week into the new year. Somebody asked, Ray asked, is that even in your demographics? All of the demographics are on Instagram, not Instagram, what's the hell TikTok. Is it? TikTok. And trust and believe, TikTok and Instagram Reels can be synonymous. So that's what I'm saying. Like TikTok is actually low hanging fruit for me, but I just have to get to it. But one thing that I know I'm going to get to is a ritual. You feel me? Ritual is a multivitamin that will be life-changing because it's amazing. Okay, gaps in the diet. Everybody's talking about diet in the new year because everybody's about to lie to themselves and try to lose weight, yada, yada, yada. But here's the thing. That's not the thing we should be focused on. We should be focused on these gaps in our diet where we're not getting all of our vitamins and daily minerals and all those other nutritional things met. Okay. Over 97% of women aged 19 to 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diets, and 95% are not getting the recommended daily intake of omega-3s. Now, Ritual Essentials for Women 18 Plus multivitamin was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill in the nutritional gaps in the diets of women ages 18 plus. It's formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. Okay. The results of a clinical trial that they did is that Essential for Women 18 plus has shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43%, omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in 12 weeks. I know for me, taking Ritual multivitamins truly just, I overall feel amazing. excuse me, I love a good delayed release type of multivitamin, because I know that my vitamins that I'm taking are actually being absorbed in my lower intestines where they're supposed to be absorbed. Okay, in my intestines, not in my stomach lining. Amen and amen. But I really do. I do love taking Ritual. It's easy. Pop, pop in the mouth, drink some water, start my day. Let's get it. So right now, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off their first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
And turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
All right. And not only are we talking about Ritual, because Ritual is what helps you get through your day, but Helix is what's going to help you get through your night. Y'all know we sleep on a Helix mattress right now. We sleep on one of their premium mattresses, and I absolutely love it. That was one of the things I missed while being on tour, was not being able to sleep in my beautiful, lovely bed. Helix is a sponsor of today's podcast. What I love about the Helix mattress is that it is a hybrid mattress. It is both memory foam and spring, which the memory foam helps contour to your body, but the spring helps support your body.
Yeah, a lot of people that have a memory foam, y'all know that thing is almost like sleeping on sand.
Yeah, quicksand.
Quicksand. And the spring, of course, that's the older way, and people are trying to get away from it. But a lot of these spring beds are, the technology is more advanced on them. So this mixes in both. So you get a nice hybrid. And when I tell y'all this thing is comfortable,
so
it gives you support, but also cushion. Ah.
I was literally, no lie, talking to my sister Melissa, selling her on a Helix mattress. I said, girl, is this going to cause an argument, Melissa? I'm sure we got some sort of discount for you. Okay, we surely do. I'm going to tell you about it in a second. I was like, you use our discount code so you can get you a good mattress, because her mattress is old and probably could walk up out of this house on its own. So all you got to do with Helix Sleep is take this quiz. It takes about 2 minutes to complete. It matches your body type and your sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. So why would you buy a mattress made for anybody else? You want one for you. And with Helix, you're getting a mattress that you know will be perfect for the way that you sleep. All right. Everyone is unique, and Helix knows that. So they have several different mattress models to choose from soft, medium, and firm. And mattress is great for cooling you down if you sleep hot, like myself, because my hormones still are all over the place from having so many kids, which caused me to sleep hot. And mattress is great for spinal alignment to prevent morning aches and pains. This guy.
That's me.
And Helix Plus mattress for plus size sleepers. So if you are have a little more territory to cover, Helix is like, we got you. Don't you worry about it. So that's how we got the perfect mattress for us, was taking the quiz, and it was super easy. Okay. Now just go to helixsleep.com/argue.
Argue.
Take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you with a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pack it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. Helix even has financing options and flexible payment plans, so a great night's sleep is never far away. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/argue.
Argue.
Again, that's helixsleep.com/argue.
Argue.
All right. So listen, all their mattresses are premium. All right. You can get that standard or that luxe, but regardless, it's going to be premium. Give them a try. Thank you, Helix Sleep.
Thank you, Helix. So yeah, with me, it's like starting this year off, it's been, like I said, it's been, last year was different, much different, looked different from any other year that I've lived through. Mm-hmm. Just as far as not even dealing with like pandemic and, you know, world changing and all that, but dealing with career and the way we were doing things, the way we lived, the way we moved, business deals and stuff that we were doing. Mm-hmm. So starting off this year is still extremely new. However, no longer feel like I'm in that I don't know what to do stage. Even though I may not know what to do, I'm more comfortable in that now. And even with knowing, like we talked about it last year, me knowing to how to delegate and relinquish control of certain things, or mm-hmm. not wanting to, not needing to know how to do every single thing, or even if I do know how to do it, not doing it. And starting to, you know, even videos, giving them over to editors, or instead of me, you know, if things ain't happening quick enough, I will take a phone, set up a tripod and just record some stuff myself. But reaching out to, you know, we have photographers that we could use and say, hey, just scheduling something so they could come help me shoot something. And even starting to get like brand deals, like a lot of y'all know, I got I signed with an agent, manager.
Okay. You can call it agent.
Agent. I signed with a agent. So reaching out to them and letting them know, all right, I'm ready to, you know, start doing things. And just the way everything looks going into this year, and then being able to navigate it. Being able to navigate it mm-hmm. better than what I feel like I could do last year or even years prior.
Yeah. This is going to be an interesting year for Marcus, because this will be his first year of being a full-time, mm-hmm. full-time mm-hmm. entrepreneur, full-time creator, yeah. full-time host. So just him really figuring out what that looks like. Also, first year where, you know, the kids, if there's no shutdowns, the kids will be out of the house.
Yes. I'm going to celebrate that every morning.
So
happy, just driving, dropping people off.
But like really figuring out what your workday should look like. And right. feeling like you're actually getting things accomplished.
Yeah. Because now we both, like last year was different, because even when they were going to school, now even Amara's in daycare, even when they were leaving the house, it was a lot of times it was just me. But now like splitting that up and figuring out, all right, what's the workday look like
mm-hmm.
from start to finish? Starting off, of course, because I'm not going to be waking up at no 3 and 4 a.m. Starting off would just be getting them out of the house, back to school, and then back to the house, or back to, or needing to do whatever I need to do. But both of us looking at seeing what that looks like, because this is the first time that we'll have 4 kids out of the house and we'll need to take them somewhere daily, Monday through Friday.
Yeah. I am hoping that like we're going to get a taste of what our working together truly looks like. Obviously, we've talked about it several times, but like now this is the year that we're really going to try. As long as, listen, COVID don't be caring. Okay. COVID don't care about your plans.
Don't care about your plans. Don't care if you believe in it or not.
COVID, it's like, this is what we're doing. And as a society, regardless of how serious you take it or how lax you're taking it, we're all navigating it, regardless of what choices we're making. So our hope is to be able to do what we want to call the family reunion, which is tour this podcast to 5 cities this year.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I've never put together a tour. You've never been on tour.
I ain't not been on tour, put together none.
So this is going to be a undertaking that I'm hoping we're able to pull off. Want to do it sometime in the summer. So eventually, like switching gears to that here soon. I want to get out of the month of January. January is just really busy. But come February, I'm going to be kicking that off to high gear of us getting that plan, figuring that out.
This is something that actually Angel brought up, that I think it's good to spread this message to everybody. Within 2 weeks of doing something that you plan on doing, stay home. Keep yourself safe from COVID.
Yes.
Don't risk getting COVID. My birthday is coming up end of this month. I'm not going nowhere that I don't absolutely need to go before I get to my birthday.
Yes. He's like, I'm not about to ruin it by getting COVID. So that's how we said we're going to do Christmas next year.
Yeah.
We are like, uh-uh. I am
December
not,
10th, we are on lockdown.
I don't want to hear about no parties. I don't want to hear about nothing. I am going to be shut down. And I'm going to pretend like I have COVID those 2 weeks. Or listen, we got 2 options. We could at the top of December go out and look for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And get it.
Just get it. Just go out licking door handles.
and then be like, all right.
You got COVID? Come here.
Come here. Let's get it.
Put one on me.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's get this COVID real quick. I think our family has had enough of getting COVID during the holiday times and it's switching it up. So we're like, you know what? I'm going to make sure this doesn't happen next year. But yeah, being able to do the tour, switching gears over to that. Yes, baby. Are you going to say hi to the people? Yes. You want to watch Coco Melon?
No.
Say yes, ma'am.
Yes,
ma'am. Okay. Let's get your Coco Melon. Sit over there. So, excuse me. Jesus. He is just not trying to cooperate. He does not care.
Wow.
He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take your tablet and rule what you're doing.
They know all. Don't be. He just.
He does not care.
He don't care.
He's like, y'all trying to do a podcast? Oh, yeah. You see all that Coco Melon? It's the whole page, huh? Yeah, buddy.
This daycare need to go ahead and open back up.
I know. They really do. They really do.
I will pay extra to send here. I ain't got to just one person go. Just meet him there.
Oh, my God. They're all getting tested on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see. That's going to be the final. Did anybody really get it up in this house, or was it just me? Because Marcus's mama, she was over here hugging me day one.
Yeah.
She was like, it's okay.
Yeah, she just tested.
Negative.
Well, she works in the doctor's office. So they do blood tests and they do all the tests and she's still negative. So.
Okay. Sorry. Back now. I can focus on our last sponsor of the episode. And that is Best Fiends. Let me tell you. Best Fiends. Woo! I absolutely love this freaking game. I have it downloaded on my phone. And when I was traveling, I would play it all the time on the plane, especially when I couldn't fall asleep, because it's just that fun. And it can be truly challenging. I'm obsessed with it. It's so much fun, to do. But I especially love playing Best Fiends during the holiday season, especially when I was by myself. It's perfect. Pick me up when I need a break from all the holiday action. It's a unique gameplay. Best Fiends has it all. An amazing storyline, collectible fiends, tons of fun puzzles. Listen, it's hard to put down. It's possibly the best puzzle game out there, because it is. Like, I'd be really like, no, I'm going to defeat this level. I'm going to get these slugs. And sometimes it takes me a couple of times to get off of a level, but I do. I move past the level. And what's great, you don't need Wi-Fi. You don't have Wi-Fi, no problem. Best Fiends can be played wherever and whenever you want offline mode. And that's the big reason why I was played on the plane, because I didn't need Wi-Fi. I could just, if I was waking up from a nap because maybe there was a crying child or something, or I was just not sleepy, I'd be on there getting mad, yelling. At the screen when I didn't get what I wanted on the thing. And not to brag, I knew that was about to ring. Not to brag, but I think I'm past a level 100 something. I'm like 117. Come on. Ugh. And still, Best Fiends has literally thousands of levels with more added all the time. This is what we want you to do. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends. All right, and we thank you, Best Fiends, for sponsoring the podcast. Okay.
That's my food.
Food bank.
You got food, too. I want to do something.
getting that tour going, shooting. First of all, I was shocked at how many people wanted to do crafts and cocktails.
Why not?
I mean, it's not a why
you just,
not.
You just,
it's
that, you got they, your vice out there. You can sit around and get drunk.
Yeah.
Just
are you doing another episode?
You tell me. I ain't the creator, producer, or host.
I know, but you're her hoe.
Just for that, no.
I'm yours.
You my slut.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, I'm doing another. Y'all got to get. I got to pick my drink though. I'm not doing that crap you gave me last time.
You
that
don't get to pick your drink. So
you
no.
need to fix something that I'm going to drink. Because if I don't like it, I'm not going to drink it. You know me. I don't care what it's on. Unless the Obamas have me.
I was about to say, if it was the Obamas.
Hey, I'd be like, better. Sip it up.
And that they're more important to you than me.
In that aspect, yes. Crafts and cocktails is crafts and cocktails. The Obamas? Hey.
Whatever.
Anyway, you need it to be something that I like. You know, and it's easy. You just have my drink and a cube of ice. If that, splash of water.
That is not a, no, that's not a cocktail.
Yeah, it's a cocktail.
So Marcus
ginger beer.
Won't be on season two.
Won't
no,
be on season two.
Have you not?
You made me his drink. This
Marcus, nobody got to pick their drink. Nobody loved their drink. Why do you think you're supposed to?
Because mine was the most dangerous. It was a pound of butter.
There was no butter in yours.
There was butter in it.
It was sugar. It was sugar.
There was sugar and butter.
Melissa's was the one with butter.
That's disgusting too.
I'm like, Melissa's was a what was it called? A buttery. It's an actual drink.
Yeah, but it wasn't made by a bartender.
Yeah, I am. Honey.
Anyway, you got my rules.
Yeah, they're telling you it was sugar and honey. Marcus.
All right, sugar and honey. Who put sugar and honey together?
That was the recipe.
Anyway, it was awful.
You acted like everybody else was like, oh my gosh. This drink.
And then off of alcohol that I can't even get drunk off of.
I didn't purchase that alcohol. The other producer did.
That's why I'm just saying. This needs to be something right. that I like.
That's all right.
I'll give you options out of my cabinet that's that you okay. can take and you can make the cocktail.
It's fine.
All right.
It's fine. Do it's fine.
Sucks for your viewers. Sucks for them.
Now, as far as in my breast augmentation, I'll be doing a series on my Patreon. I shot a video the day before I went in for surgery explaining the process I went through to find my doctor, how many doctors I went to before I landed on the doctor that I decided to go with ultimately. I went through the exact type of surgery I decided on. I'm going to be shooting another video here soon on what it was like the first couple of days of recovery. And I'll do another video on like being out of like recovery mode and like how long my road to like being normer. Okay. Like whatever that's like. I'm only sharing that with my Patreon. So if you want to be nosy, because some of y'all do, you can pay that $5 and you'll get all that information. I did pin the Patreon link, but like what I will say is like, I can do things like this. I can do things like this. I can do things like that. I can do things like that. So what? Yes, go ask. Yeah, you can have cheese. Go tell Marcus to get you cheese. So I'm actually feeling really, really great. Thank you guys for all your prayers and concerns. I'll also explain the whole why I did not have, we almost have 1,000 people in here.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'll also explain, we do.
What's happening?
I'll also explain the whole why I only got ibuprofen and why I didn't have an opioid to deal with my pain management. Because
Tanya said the chat is lit. It is lit up in there, y'all.
I know it. So I definitely plan on giving y'all those tidbits. I had really debated in my mind. Like at first I was like, I'm going to share that I got augmentation. That's who I am. You know, that's what Angel does. Angel is a transparent person. And I was editing it and I was like, or am I going to tell? I had already told our moderators, the people who helped me with my Patreon. I told those five women. I was like, just in case something go wrong, y'all come up with messaging to tell the Patreon, right? So those were the only people who knew outside of my close friends. So Kevin, Josh, Tahir, Marcus, my best friends, my fans, anybody who, my siblings, my mama, anybody who loved me, I made sure knew about what was going on because I knew it was also going to affect anything they might need me to do. So my agents, my managers, they also were fully aware. So I was like, once they got done, and once I realized, like, it don't look like I got work done. I mean, unless I'm like naked in real life, it doesn't. I was like, I really ain't gotta say nothing. Nobody will be able to tell. I mean, they might be like, once I show cleavage, like, but a push-up bra could do what was kind of being created. And so it wasn't until after the fact that Marcus was like, yeah, I didn't think you needed to share.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't think you needed to share it with nobody. Keep it to yourself.
I said, Marcus, why didn't you tell me this? Oh, and I got to talk to you about that. I'm so glad I just said that just right now.
But also that latter end of the year, it's crazy because, like, I try not to dwell on it, but it was so much tragedy hitting so many people we know.
Yeah.
And it was just like, so Angel having going through the surgery, dealing with that, discovering she's having COVID, me already having PTSD around the holidays and New Year's just from previous years. And I was, and then like that, like, was called reared its ugly head this year. It was just like, we had so many friends and family just going through rough times. It was like, God dang, really?
Yeah.
Right now? But that's also something that made like New Year's different, but also a little bit the same. Mm-hmm. It's like a gray cloud over the holidays.
But I ultimately did it for what somebody said. I always said I was going to share because I wanted to take off the like whole faux pas, the whole like view of Black women deciding to get any type of procedure. I mean, BBLs are now very popular. They're not my fave, but you know, whatever. But I think a lot of times Black women are put on this like thing of, okay, so because you're a Black woman, you have to be all about whatever type of body the Lord gave me. That's all I ever want. That's all. No, if you want to do something different, you can do something different. Don't let nobody make you feel like you got to adhere to a standard that other people don't. And so for me,
I think it's because people be looking at it that way because people consider Black women the standard. It's like, they're getting all this to look this way.
And it's just like, whatever their reason is their reason, but your reason can be your reason. So at the end of the day, hold on. At the end of the day, I felt like, you know what, if I share this, those people, listen, that's how I was able to make a lot of choices around it, was because another Black woman had shared. And so another woman had shared, so I was able to use some of her knowledge to figure out what I wanted to do. So, Jesus Christ, my husband got alarms going off. So it was actually really helpful. And there needs to be more Black people actually doing surgeries instead of just white men. All right, I have a meeting that I have to jump on right now. So we're going to close this podcast out. Again, this was live for everybody, but typically it is only live for our Patreon. So if you would like to join our Patreon, go to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel, and you will always get our podcast live.
For the low, low.
For the low, 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 low of $5. $5, okay? And again, shout out to our sponsors. Let them know who they are.
They are BetterHelp, Ritual, Helix, Best Fiends, and Stamps. Thank y'all. Make sure y'all support our sponsors. When y'all support them, y'all support us.
Exactly.
So we greatly appreciate them.
So follow Marcus at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Marcus Ain't on the Book, Tank Don't Talk. And follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms. Period. Okay?
Period.
All right, guys.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Love you. Bye.